Irv Rubin, administrative assistant to the state highway commissioner. On the national scene, fighting broke out in Cambridge, Maryland, when five integrationists tried to stage a sit-in at a local restaurant. The mayor of Salisbury, Maryland, told a Senate hearing the public accommodations law would hinder integration of Salisbury's business firms. An Argentine ferry boat burned and sank in the River Plate in Argentina. At least 33 persons were killed. 30 others are missing. Republican congressional leaders have expressed concern over the prospect of legislating an end to the rail dispute. That's the news at 6, the sounds of Robert E. Lee with the Rebel Yell after the local forecast. Now a word from your nearby food fair market.
We've been talking to women about why they like to shop at food fair. Mrs. Helen Chapin told us.
We've been food fair shoppers for a long, long time. I like the convenience of shopping, the wide aisles. Well, just everything in general. I think it's a very nice store.
Then Mrs. Bork added.
I like it because it's clean and it's easy to get the food, and they've always been courteous.
Mrs. Sophie Lawrence put it this way.
I like the variety they have in here, and the merchandise is pretty good. I don't have any trouble, and if I do run into something, they're always willing to take it back. I don't bother going anywhere else, really, because I've been well satisfied with what I get here.
Mrs. Murphy summed it up like this.
They're very courteous, and they try to help you. If you can't find something, they'll locate it for you.
We like the care, the extra care we get at Food Fair.
Fair and mild tonight with a low near 60. Friday, mostly sunny and continued warm, a high of 85. Friday night, fair with little change of temperature, a low of 62. Present winds are from the southeast at 7 miles per hour, the relative humidity 39%, and the temperature at 6 p.m., 80 degrees. This edition of WJBK Radio News brought to you by your nearby food fair market. That's the news, portions recorded. Next Radio 15 report at 6:30 on WJBK AM and FM in Detroit. The Robert E. Lee Show.
Outstanding.
And he is wild.
Yeah! And hi again there, guys and gals, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back now to the final 55 of the R.E. Spree, the Rebel Go Round. I am for a lucky number 11 of July 1963, Four Seasons time. Number one. Yeah, that's called Marlena, done by the Four Seasons here on Radio 15, the number one best-selling sound in Detroit. And earlier we played the other side of it, which is also very popular. It's called Candy Girl. We have 8.5 minutes after 6 o'clock, Vendor Vendor Bumper Jumper time.
WJBK, WJBK, WJBK Radio 15 in Detroit.
Now let me say something about that.
Well, Dr. Ben Cagey, what do you think?
What do I think? There's no time to lose. Quick, scalpel, suture, sponge, turtle wax.
Sponge? Turtle wax? What, for the patient?
No, stupid, for my car. Only turtle wax gives a hard shell finish.
Turtle wax gives a hard shell finish. Turtle wax!
Why fool around with a sissy wax? Only turtle wax gives your car a hard shell finish that lasts up to one full year. Turtle wax.
All righty, and we've lost a degree or somewhere. Right now it's 80 out there. And Robert Ian, the sound's till 7. And this is, of course, the Ben Casey of radio. And right now I want to talk to all of you.
Girls, won't you gather around?